Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Kelly Ohlweiler is here. She's our good friend. Kelly is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She, 16 years ago, this month, Kelly, you joined us for the first time. So happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. We do have some history.
We do, and let's do 16 more. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm planning on being here. I hope you are. Hey, Kelly, by the way, folks, Kelly is the author of, as I've said many times before, and I talk about this, you know, I talk about this whenever she, even when she's not here, I talk about paradoxes, the things that she's taught us about our paradoxes in her book that she co-authored called Paradoxical Thinking. And but she has a new venture I want her to tell us about. In the previous segment, Kelly, we talked about how to be careful about and how to make sure that when you grow smart, that you grow within yourself, so to speak, in a way that you can, where you can fund it, you can handle it from an organizational standpoint. But if you find that you if you're looking around and trying to find ways to grow, and to grow smart, there's a way to do it with virtual help, isn't it? And that's what you've been working on. You got your new project, your new company, Three of You. The number 3, O-F, and the letter U.com, right, Kelly?
That's correct.
So tell us about Three of You.
Well, Three of You came about because a customer that I had done business with years prior had started a new venture. He retired and then unretired, started a new venture, which was a marketing firm, and doing very well. He had a partner in Dallas, and then he was working out of my area. He took on a really big client, and what it ended up doing, he had no other employees. What it ended up doing is taking up way too much of his time.
Right.
And the rest, he was not paying attention to the rest of his business functions, and his clients, his other customers, began suffering as well.
Yeah.
So he found that he spent a lot of his time making phone calls, hand-holding, making sure that their end of things were done on time so he could get his end of things done on time, trying to deal with graphic artists and printers with all of this.
Yep.
And he hadn't expected it to take that much of the kind of minutiae that's absolutely important of his time.
Well, when you're a sole proprietor, which I have been, you have to do everything.
You do have to do everything.
You don't sleep. You don't get to sleep much.
Mm-hmm.
No days off, no sick days,
no
holidays, no vacations.
No.
I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has, basically. Anybody who's ever owned a small business knows all. They're nodding their heads with us right now. The thing is, though, is it's okay for it to be a means to an end in the early days, I think, because I actually think it's not. It's where you earn your medal, you earn your stripes, so to speak. You find out what you're made of. I don't really think it's a big problem at the beginning, as long as your business isn't dysfunctional as a result of it. But when your business becomes dysfunctional, that's when you have to say, okay, I need more technology. I need to hire another employee, or I need somebody to help me. And today that can come from anywhere, right?
It can. And virtual assistants, which is one of the things we're talking about, is an excellent way to do it because virtual assistants, for one, generally they're their own employees. They're their own company.
Right, they're contractors.
They have others. So you're not paying employee taxes. It's 1091.
Right.
Excuse me, 1099.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that. It saves a lot of time. You might pay more than would to a low-end employee. But what you're getting is an expertise that you can direct exactly to what you want to accomplish.
Well, and whatever more you're paying is paid for the work that's being done, not for filler hours between one project to another. So you're
exactly.
I used to be a vice president.
Project basis.
when I had my consulting company, I said I was a vice president you can rent.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And it made a lot of sense. All right, so tell us how you, give us an example of some of the things you do for folks.
Well, one example is something simple. An author who gave a lot of writing workshops, she published her second book, and suddenly she and her one assistant needed to do a lot of marketing to get her into bookstores and speaking
right.
engagements and signings, right. and they didn't have the time to do that. So they hired three of you, and we put somebody on it, and we got her so many engagements, she finally called and said, enough! It's perfect. It's just what I need. And then that job stopped. So they
right.
didn't have to put out any more money.
Right.
We agreed on how many hours a week we would be doing that for her.
Mm-hmm.
Another example was the one that I told you about, which is the first time we tried it with this marketing firm. We put somebody on it who called all of the managers involved for their customer and handheld them, and it completely changed the relationship. And my client, or three of you's client, was able to then go and continue to work with his customers, get more customers, get better at providing services,
right.
and deal with everything else as well. And we have another one right now that we're taking on who has three different businesses that are involved in building new buildings and dealing with the cities, and he has not enough time.
So if people want to find out more about you, go to 3OfU, folks, the number 3OF, the letter U.com, and they can find out more about there. Folks, if Kelly Owyler is involved, it's top shelf. It's high quality. Kelly, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.